Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We open the show with The City Made Us by The Proto Men. New stuff off of the yet-to-be-released Act 3 album from The Proto Men. Following, Act 1, actually. I think it's Act 1.
Wait, Act 1, 2.
Well, Act 2. One? Act what? 2, and then Act 1, and then Act 3. Act 2 is a prequel. It came before.
Oh, okay, okay, I'm following.
And but we opened the show completely with Zero Day by MC Frontalot, because if you don't know, El Capitan released today, so all you Mac lovers, you can go ahead and you can download all that stuff. For those that are new to the show, first off,
welcome
wait,
to it.
Hold on, wait, wait, wait. For those
what?
That know what this show is about, thank you.
Up.
Thank you coming back. For coming back. For those that are new to the show, though, this is a show for about an hour. We talk about nerd and geek stuff. We completely geek out about technology, about new hardware, about old hardware, about new and old games.
I just found that Reddit/r adorable dragons is a thing.
r/adorable dragons.
Go
you
there.
You know what? Look, first off, we're based on Southeastern's campus.
Right here at KSLU.
The very first thing that we do when we wake up in the day goes, how are we going to teach somebody something? Well, we're going to teach you today about r/adorable dragons.
This is some pretty adorable dragons.
That's some a lot of adorable dragon stuff. Listen, we have all of our adorable dragons. That's not a metaphor. We have it
what?
Online. We have it all online along with the audio of this radio
know
show.
Your adorable dragon.
All the other audio that we've recorded throughout the years, several years of doing it, almost 100, if not 100, over 100 episodes of this show. Bear, what website do we have all this stuff located at?
Point your browser at exppoints.com and double tap the P.
We're also on social media, believe it or not. Social is the name of the game. That's exppoints.com/social. You can check out all of our social media offerings, our Twitters, our Facebooks, our Google Pluses, our Google Minuses. We have our Steam group as well as our payroll, PayPal.
Payroll?
Sorry,
wait,
payroll.
We have payroll?
We don't get paid for this.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna job Steve Jobs you. You're not my Wozniak. I mean, you are my Wozniak, but I'm not like...
Wow.
That's not a good analogy.
I don't know how I feel about our relationship as co-hosts anymore.
I'm not gonna...
I don't want to be your Wozniak.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later, because I watched that documentary, the new one. It was really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Documentaries are so good. We're going to cut to a song, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what we did last week. This is Gamma Unchained by the Megas, more Mega Man fueled.
Someone's in a Mega Man mood.
And then Garden of Your Mind, not by Mr. Rogers, but containing Mr. Rogers. You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Initialization complete. System activation in 3.02 minutes.
Fish think and they'll grow.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. It's where all the cool stuff is happening. I'm MP.
All of it. I'm Red Bear.
That was Garden of Your Mind. Not by Mr. Rogers.
Not by him.
But containing Mr. Rogers.
In a song.
Now before that, the Megas with Gamma Unchained. Really, really
Land
awesome
of
set of songs, set of bands. Awesome stuff. Mr. Rogers, not really a band, but we made him one. Or they made him one. I think it was actually aired on PBS, which was kind of cool.
I believe you're right.
Yes. They had two.
And everything
two.
We say is totally 100%
there was a Bob
true.
Ross one that also aired on PBS.
Yes.
Bob Ross is the painter that makes happy clouds and trees.
Makes
and
happy clouds. Dude, no, like that guy, you would watch him paint, he's just like, moves his hand.
Yep.
Suddenly, happy clouds
it's
and trees.
Just magic that happens. My grandmother used to watch him while she painted, and I would I'd be like, you know, Grandma, why are you watching this guy? He's really boring. He's really like low and slow and everything. And then all of a sudden, I turn away and I turn back, and he's like looking at me.
Entire scenery.
Well, he's looking at me like through my soul, and I'm like
breaking the fourth wall.
I'm sorry, Bob Ross. You know, you look, you're awesome, man. You keep doing what you're doing.
Bob
Bear,
was amazing.
This is the segment of the show. I know you're new to the show.
So what are we gonna do? Oh man, is it Gak Attack?
No, it's not Gak Attack though. And this is sort of, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but it's something regarding Nickelodeon. We will get back to that in a minute. Listen, what did you do the last week? This past week,
I surprise joined a new D&D group.
Awesome, cool.
This time I'm a gnome, and surprise, surprise, he's drunk most
of the time. Is it D&D like Dragons and Dragons or Dungeons and Dungeons? Is it like only one-sided D&D?
Why?
It's just D.
I joined a new D group.
Yep, got a lot of D up in this group.
Wow. You know, after Decadence, I just had to.
There you go.
But,
there you go.
So I joined a new Dungeons and Dragons group.
I'm a gnome. You're short and wide.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm also trying to lose weight, jerk.
Hashtag intervention.
Oh, yeah. Man, by the way, losing weight is hard for nerds because, like, go to the new D&D group. There's literally about 5 pizzas.
Yeah.
And Cheetos.
Yeah, I remember I went to a D&D group and they literally had gotten a pestle and mortar and crushed up Cheetos and sprinkled it on top of pizza. And I'm like, Cheetos on top of pizza.
No, actually, it's really bad for you. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I saw
Don't go to the doctor right after because...
Oh, yeah, they'll be like, you're dead. I did see a recipe for making cheese sticks with mozzarella and crushing up Doritos.
Ooh, yeah. The Cooler Ranch ones. You're talking about the Cooler... Not nacho cheese. I'm talking Cooler Ranch.
So, like, when I get skinny, I'll get fat again by doing that.
I'll be a sine wave. I'll drop to, like, extreme...
That's what happened last
extreme
time,
extreme
right?
thinliness and then go back to, like, mega fat.
Yeah, that's what I do in life. I'm a sine wave. I also did not play Splatoon.
No?
I know, right? I was dragged away from my computer working hard all weekend, or my Wii, hard all weekend. And I actually ran a sound for the Baton Rouge Concert Band on Sunday. Cool. It was really cool. They did a whole set of, like, cinema and music, or music and cinema.
Oh, okay. So, like, they did soundtracks, OSTs, and things like that?
Yeah, kind of like that. They did, like, the Star Wars melody. They did a Star Wars melody, including Battle of the Fates, and that was amazing.
Awesome.
They did a Star Trek melody. They did, of course, the Frozen melody.
You can't get away from that.
You can't anymore. We're sorry. It's going to be in everything, in all parts of your life forever.
Past 2014, like, that's just where we're at, like, now, as civilization.
Let it go. It's going to be in your life.
Just let it go.
Just let it go. And they did an entire Disney melody, which was really cool because they started with really old stuff like the Steamboat all the way up to like modern stuff. It was great. So I did that. That was fun. Did not play Splatoon. Again, I am having withdrawals. I want to emphasize that.
The really cool thing was, I think it was Let's Play or maybe it was just called Play. It was the orchestra for video games. And it was really, really cool. Kingdom Hearts, because like Kingdom Hearts whimsical.
I've got to play Kingdom Hearts.
Yes, you do.
I have not ever played a Kingdom Hearts
game. Buy a PS3, and then
I'm considering buying a PS3.
Get a PS3. Don't get a PS4 yet. I mean,
PS3s are cheap enough now.
PS3s, get the 1.5, the 2.5. Don't even bother getting the 2.8. like collection. I don't even understand what that is. Just watch the video. And only that's the
just
thing.
Watch the video.
You don't have to play because there's the mobile versions of the games.
Yeah.
Like just play the first one and the second one, and if you like them well enough to keep, if you like the first, you know, you could borrow 1.5 from me if you want. But like you play the first one, and if you like it enough, then you go and you buy the other ones and you play the other ones if you like it enough. But like I could not play like Birth by Sleep. Didn't really like 365 Days. Didn't really care. The Rechained Melody or whatever, that was annoying. You know, so the collections are nice, but it'd be nice if they just had like the Essentials collection where it was like 1 and 2.
I gotcha.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And then Saturday, the new My Little Pony movie came out, and it was good. Not as good as the previous one, in my opinion.
So do they air these things in like theaters, or is it just on?
So
like,
I think
TV?
This was the first. They didn't. I don't think there's a theatrical release for this one. So far, the previous two were theatrical releases.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, but the closest place to go see it was in Mississippi.
Wow.
And we did.
Okay.
So, you know, that was the thing.
Okay. So wait. So you said it wasn't a theatrical release?
No. So it released on Discovery. Discovery Family. Ha, got it. I remember network names.
And it's only available in Mississippi?
No. Like, okay, so like when the previous theatrical releases, the only place nearby showing it was...
Okay, I'm like...
Yeah, you have to go to Mississippi to watch Discovery Channel.
Can't you just like go to a Walmart and like just, or a Target and just sit in the electronics room, in the electronics section?
That was the thing. Cool. And I've been on my side watching back through Cowboy Bebop and Tenchi Muyo.
Yeah, you are. Wait, which one? Which Tenchi Muyo? Hold on. The original or Tenchi Muyo in Love?
No, not
or not Tenchi GPX or whatever.
No, not the weird
crap
that was.
Ryoko? Tenchi Muyo Ryoko? No. Just the normal one?
Just the normal
the
one.
The first one?
The vanilla. We'll call it vanilla.
The good one.
That was good, but I don't have a subbed version. I just have a dubbed version. And the voice acting.
You know, I'm
going to
say,
me.
No, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not really. It could be terrible. But.
Really? I do think it's getting better. Go back and watch that first episode.
I'll
and
have
just
to.
Like, oh, God.
I remember I think it was Ryoko or the older blue-haired chick. Like, she had a really good voice actress, I think.
She did, actually. That's my favorite
Everybody
character.
Else,
Ryoko.
Though, was the typical voice actress. More on that, because we're going to start an anime channel at some point, I think, and we're going to talk about anime. Yeah. We're going to nerd out. We're going to weeboo out. It's going to be great.
Weeboo.
But was that all? Was that all you had?
That's all I think I had time to do in a weekend. What'd you do?
I'm still playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
Are you?
And
you've even seen the good ending, and you're still playing.
I saw the good ending, and I love it. So my save got corrupted. For those that aren't, they don't have a lot of memory. I played it. I beat it. I have to actually archive those shows.
Ooh,
I got something like 58% through, and then the game, like I beat the game at 58%, and I remember like agonizing over that 58%. And then something happened with storage spaces where it thought my hard drive was too full or whatever. It corrupted my save and I lost everything. So I'm starting back from scratch. I'm at 18% through now. And I want to say, like, I'm doing way better at the game because obviously I've played the entire game. I've played like 160 hours in the game. I'm doing way better now. So I'm continuing to play that. I did get an SSD. A good new gerb. SSD.
I remember you ordering that.
I got a 240 gig SSD for like $70, and then I had $20 on like Amazon for my Discover card or whatever. So I just spent that. So it was really like $50, which is really great. I'm actually 28 now.
You're old and stuff.
Last Friday was my birthday, and I turned.
I mean,
28.
Happy birthday is what
I know,
say.
Right?
Yeah. Woo! You leveled up.
I leveled up, but you know what? The crazy thing is, I've never been in that point in my life where there were people surrounding me that would throw like surprise parties. Like I've never had a surprise party, just never, and I didn't really miss it. Right? Like
this was such a surprise. I didn't know about it. Well, and I'm calling y'all out.
I would have told you if I would have known.
Man.
So,
I'm not one of your oldest friends or anything.
We have a routine. I know, man. Mm. We have a routine. I'm not happy about it either.
Not happy. You know what? We'll have our own surprise party with Blackjack.
That's it.
And Bender.
I'm missing some references, but we'll
continue. Are you seriously?
We'll continue.
Wow.
I haven't seen a lot of Futurama lately.
What is lately?
So anyway, we had the surprise party. My wife and a few people.
I always forget you
showed
married.
Up.
So
I got
adorable.
Married. Yeah, not this past week, but yeah. So they
not
all
this
did this
past.
Thing.
Got married. Had a birthday.
It was a very eventful week. I started replaying System Shock 1 because I wanted a gaming like review, like a Let's Play or whatever, or just like kind of a this is what it was. Everybody remember System Shock 1, and it's such an interesting game to play after you've played something like System Shock 2, or if you've been playing like modern, super modern games, because System Shock 1
is not a super modern game,
and it's hard to play. It requires you to think. It requires you to. I think,
oh no, not games that require me to think, Matt.
There was an enhanced edition that came off of Good Old Games. They really hooked me up, and I'm going back and I'm playing it, and I really love the game. I'm not sure I'd recommend you play it. Playing System Shock 2 should get that vibe, especially if you like BioShock or any of those Deus Ex. You know, those are really really good games. But and then I picked up Destiny after a long time. I still have Destiny. I have not purchased The Taken King, but. I have begun to play Destiny, and I'm almost going to start over. Like I want to restart my character, not restart the character I have, just make another one. I think I have two empty slots or one empty slot, because the great thing, one thing is they re-recorded Chris North or Chris Nolan. They re-recorded all of Peter Dinklage's Ghost's lines with Uncharted's actor, with the guy who plays Nathan Drake in Uncharted. And it definitely changes the way the game is perceived, or at least how I perceive those characters. They changed something. They added a bunch of stuff in the entire game that I had played through the entire game without having, and I didn't miss it, but now that I see what I could have had or I didn't have,
you would have missed
it. It's crazy how I got through the entire game, like a quest tracker. How did I not go play the game with a quest tracker? So there's a lot of stuff that like I benefit from, even though I haven't purchased The Taken King, I benefit from having playing the game after The Taken King has come out. So I am enjoying that.
Side note, I do believe I am officially cured of WoW forever and always.
Really? What did you do?
Well, yearly, I always load it up and just see.
Yeah.
And usually I get
hooked. This is your chance to impress me, Blizzard.
Right. Usually I get hooked for like, you know, about a month or so.
Yeah.
You know, enough to get me through Oktoberfest anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it kind of fizzles or whatever. Man, nothing this time. Just
no?
Didn't feel a thing.
The great thing is the next expansion is going to be about Burning Crusade. It's going to be like Crusade or whatever.
That is
Legion.
Exciting, but like my... I don't know.
I liked the Burning Legion.
Burning Crusades was one. Oh, sorry,
that was the best one.
The best expansion they've ever done.
I absolutely agree.
Hands down. If you disagree, get out of my room.
Get out of this booth. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna let you listen to two more tracks. We're gonna come back, talk about a little bit of news and stuff. This is the Gypsy Jazz from OC Remix and Pokemon by Arion, kind of like a dubstep, awesome rap thing.
Who doesn't love Pokemon? Get ready for Pokemon Go. Get hyped.
In your ear. Yep. This is that stuff. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You listen to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
And 90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Pokemon by Arion. Before that, Gypsy Jazz from OC Remix. I love it. It's super cool and jazzy and just laid back, man. Just
he's now dancing in the studio.
Laid back. I don't know how to dance to jazz. Like,
jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Shake them. So let's talk about some news in the news.
In the news, in the news.
News in the news. New news.
Donald Trump gets a new toupee.
Oh, man. So we started the entire show with zero day.
I don't know. If it's true, you heard it first right here on Southeastern 90.9 KSLU.
So we started the entire show with Zero Day by MC Frontalot. And the fun thing about Zero Day exploits is what the song's about. If you listen to the song, it talks about how Zero Day is effectively when no one knows about the exploit. Except
it's an exploit it's already come out.
Right.
And then it releases and you're exploited.
Right. So, when people start knowing about it, that's like first day or the day one or whatever. Anyway, so that song was put there specifically, one, it's an awesome song too. It's because today is the first day that 10.11, that's OSX El Capitan. I love that name, by the way.
I miss cats. I miss the cats that we were going through.
El Capitan from OSX from Apple has been released. We're going to go through some of the, and this is like the full version. So, like, you can go right now as of this airing, you can go and download it in the App Store. It should be very, very easy. It's about 6 gigs for you to download. So, do it on a not on my internet connection. Do it on a better connection. We're going to go through some of the great things about El Capitan that
hit me with it, because I'm going to install this when I go after the show.
Okay, so the one thing that I've been using that I can't live without is called
It came out today and you can't live
Shift
without it.
That's an app I've been using. It's called Shift It.
Okay.
And through a series of key combinations, you essentially get to throw your windows to the sides of the window, the sides of the screen, so you evenly divide.
So window snap.
It's window snap, but it's better than that. So it's
have you used Snap in 10 yet?
Yes, it's very
good. I like that.
But it actually does a lot of what that does. So it does the quadrants, each four corners. It does quarters, it does halves, it does upper half, lower half, the sides, halves, it does maximize, and it does full screen. The problem in Mac for a long time has been, I want this to be big. Well, the biggest it can get is full screen, where it eliminates everything and creates its own window, and I don't want that. I just want to maximize
most. No one wants that.
I want effectively the big box in Windows. Shift It allowed me to do that.
Fun fact, just a quick segue, something that's been built in Windows for years, since like XP or before, if you right-clicked on the taskbar, you could hit Cascade Windows or Tile Windows, and it would take every window on the desktop and evenly divide it. Like, this was an XP.
Oh,
but there's
wow.
never been a key combination for that. So I've always written like little script, little bash scripts to
very
just
cool.
It.
No, I didn't know. I thought that would just, that would like collate that. Them. That would like stagger them.
No, Cascade will, but Tile will actually evenly divide the screen with every window and display everything. It's fun.
Very, very neat. Well, this is getting built in. The split window, split screen in full screen mode will be built into El Capitan.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Possibly one of the coolest things about El Capitan is that in Yosemite, and I guess in Mavericks, the last two iterations of the OS, they made Spotlight, their built-in search, they made it way better.
They really
did. It was terrible before. And it was something that I would download Quicksilver or Alfred to replace.
Yes, Quicksilver all the way.
And I guess Quicksilver and Alfred,
I didn't use Alfred much.
Alfred was pretty good. They took a look at those apps, and then they effectively built in to the OS.
Alfred got along with Jeeves.
I think that was the joke.
I'm sharp.
They built, as a tech man,
have you seen the adorable dragons? Come on.
They built that into the OS at that point, and then, at that point I stopped installing Alfred and Quicksilver. Like, I stopped installing one of those, and I started using Spotlight. They got it even better now, because apparently it can do something called natural search, using something called natural language, which is just like saying, weather for tomorrow, and it'll give you like the calendar for the tomorrow weather, or something like spreadsheets about money, or messages from friend from Carl, and it'll take that. And it'll figure it out. So it's if you ever remember Hound for Android, Hound is effectively natural language, where you can say something like, "What is going to be the temperature in Bethesda, California tomorrow?"
Well, not even better than that, you can say, "Do I need an umbrella?" And Google will let you know what the weather is.
Yes.
It's like, "Oh, you want the weather? It's not going to rain, so you're probably good."
Moving on, you could also edit photo metadata. That's kind of built into Capitan
I'm
now.
I'm surprised that's taken this long.
So you always had an app that could do it. Now, keep in mind, this isn't that they were impossible before. It just wasn't built into the actual the OS, and now it is.
Photos and music, that's like two major things that OSs handle.
Right, right.
And like editing ID3 tags, is that built into OS?
It is.
OSX?
That is, but the thing about that, before OS, before El Capitan, before 10.11, you couldn't edit the location metadata. So like now you can assign locations to a photo, because honestly, like in the last 10 years, location data all of a sudden became a big thing.
It did.
You know, people carry it, start to quantify a lot based on where you took the picture.
Because of location data being a big thing, I was able to show one of my coworkers my photos from New York
right.
that I'd done over the past 2 years.
And it just figured it out.
Yeah, I was able to type in New York City. It's like, oh, Google, photos.google. And it was like, here's all your pictures that you took while in New York.
I imagine with the natural search capability, you could say pictures when I was in New York, and it will figure it out.
Well, and that's the cool thing that Google's done, is they actually are scanning pictures and looking for different things. Like,
this isn't about Google.
Hey, okay. I am talking about Google.
This is about OS.
Anyway, this is a segue real quick, because it categorized my cat Patches as a dog.
Oh, well, we have a problem, Sergey.
And so, yeah.
Really? I'm coming for you. I watched Google I.O. I want that Nexus 5, man. The Nexus 5 or that 6P.
They're releasing a new Nexus 5? I missed
Google
I.O.
They have the new stuff.
I can't believe this is the first time in years I missed it.
Believe it or not, it's probably on YouTube.
What?
Moving on. So this is really cool, too, because for a long time, you had to send, you had to mirror your entire, the entire browser, the entire window
right.
to AirPlay. AirPlay is effectively like a Chromecast or whatever via Apple TV. It's their streaming protocol. Well, now you can send individual videos, and it works with YouTube natively from Safari. So it's only Safari right now. I'm sure Chrome will write something for Mac to do it, to do that. While we're on the topic of Safari, pinning and being able to mute tabs in Safari is now possible. So if you wanted to keep a tab and organize it, you could just drag it to the left, just like you can in Chrome.
It's like they're up with like Firefox, you know, 4 years ago.
Yeah. they updated the Notes app. Notes is getting an update for the very first time in a long time. I don't really use Notes, but I know if you have an iPhone, you use Notes
a lot. I imagine if I was more into the Apple ecosystem, I would. I use Google Keep now all the time.
Yes.
Previously, if I ever used a computer, you would be able to tell because it was a text.txt file. And then like these companies start going, hey, people need to put down random crap.
Absolutely. If you use Apple Maps, I don't know why, but if you do, use Apple Maps.
Use
apparently
Google
it's gotten way better.
Man, I didn't realize. I'm a Google fanboy.
Apple,
although I have problems with Google, but this isn't about Google.
Apple bought a bunch of map companies because
that's what Apple does.
They really needed to.
Yeah, that's a good move on their part.
Apple got a lot of map companies, and now they've included in maps public transit directions, so you can
that's
say,
awesome.
I want to ride on the L train if you're in Chicago. Now,
City Mapper is a great app for that, by the way.
I actually use that.
Yeah,
I think you recommend it, actually.
I love City Mapper.
The full screen mode and gestures in Mail are getting kind of overhauled, so you can like swipe if you have a touchpad. You can two-finger swipe just like in a phone.
Does anyone use Mail clients? Do you use Mail clients?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
it's
like
all
Outlook or what? Yeah, I just browse.
Use the app, you know.
Yeah.
But you can also do this in full screen. There's one of the greatest things about Windows is securely deleting your files. Like you just delete the files there. You don't care about the recycling bin because it's like you may have to delete things from the file location to the recycling bin and then empty the trash
right.
and then whatever. So now you can bypass that in Capitan as well by using Option Command Delete or just right clicking on them and choosing Delete immediately when you hold down.
I do want to correct you slightly. That doesn't actually delete the files. Like it doesn't securely delete files.
No, it just erases the reference to the
files.
It actually
marks the block that it can be written over. So
right.
if you're savvy enough, you can actually scan a hard drive for non-written blocks and recover some data.
All of our listeners are savvy enough.
So yeah, just so you know, just because you delete some off your hard drive, it's not gone.
One of the kind of the underrated things that I'm reading a Gizmodo article about it right now is being able to find the mouse on a computer. When you have multiple monitors and maybe they're not all the same monitors, or maybe especially with like 4K resolution monitors, you don't know where your mouse is.
Especially because I like to make my mouse black.
Right. So
and I think it's default black.
The greatest thing used to be there was like a combo and it would make your mouse like shake or like point.
Or Windows like the little.
Right,
bubble,
like a bubble or whatever, a little radar.
Yeah, a little radar.
Now, if you shake or move your mouse, you move your fingers on the trackpad or shake the mouse really, really fast, the cursor will get bigger, so you can see it, which is kind of cool.
I'm sorry, if you shake it, it gets bigger.
When you shake things, it gets bigger.
Wow.
And then there's the ability to hide
good job,
that top,
Apple.
That
you
top
broke
file
me.
Menu. And one of the underrated things that I don't think is getting a lot of press right now is that Metal, their API on iOSS,
right.
or iOS rather, is coming to OS X. And they're trying to, it feels almost like they're trying to standardize their entire graphical API.
Well, they need to.
But they still need to support things like OpenGL. And I feel like that's something that's not really, that's not really happening so well. They haven't had a stellar history with supporting
which is
those
ironic
graphical,
considering that graphic design majors love their hardware.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. The last little bit of news before we cut to a song and end out the show is the new Chromecast was released, and it looks like a pendant.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at, like, I don't, what is going on at Google? I don't like any of their new designs
on
anything.
So this looks dumb, but it actually seems like it's going to be really awesome. It looks like a little circle, like a little circular disc.
Hockey puck.
Like a little hockey puck with a little HDMI cable coming out of it that's flexible.
HDMI cable, like, getting broken.
Well, I imagine since this doesn't actually need to be seen the light of day, you can just put it behind your TV.
Well, that's what you do with Chromecast now.
Well, so this is flexible enough, I don't think it'll break. Like, if you pull a wire or whatever, it might break. This can sag and hang. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Whatever. The cool thing about this is it's finally gotten dual-band internet connectivity. And they've actually, we only have the picture of the regular Chromecast, I guess, Chromecast dongle right here, but they have a Chromecast audio dongle that is, I think, $10 or $15 cheaper. It's like $20.
A Wi-Fi to audio.
Right. It's
thingy.
You can broadcast from a device to this device over Wi-Fi, which is much. I like Wi-Fi a lot more than Bluetooth.
Well,
you know,
what bandwidth you have on that?
Well, the bandwidth, the length, like the broadcast.
The fact
range.
That it's probably covering your entire house.
Right. Yeah. And so absolutely.
Side note: Microbot now works on Wi-Fi.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi
well, okay.
Enabled?
Technically, not on Wi-Fi, on network, which means as soon as I order my Wi-Fi dongle, he'll be able.
Very nice.
I'll probably have him knocking on your door next week.
Please don't. Gooby, please. So yeah, that's all the news we have.
That's the news,
kids. We're gonna cut to
that's the way the news goes.
We're gonna cut to a song. We are gonna come back. This is Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons. We'll catch you at the end of this.
Are they adorable dragons?
They're not adorable dragons. Aww. They're just fighting them. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is currently Experience Points, but we're almost out of time, guys.
Almost. It happens every week.
Yep. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And we're about to say goodbye. That was Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons. Bear, it has been a fantastic show. As always, you're awesome, man.
Like, I know. Please continue.
I think everybody that listens to the show a lot, but I don't thank you enough. Thank you for being like an awesome co-host. With the most arbitrary thing to say in there. I'm going to let you earn your place, though, because you have to say your bit. We have a website where all of our stuff, all of our audio... You know what's going on. We have a website with all of our audio and all our stuff. If you want to check out some of the reviews we do, some of the game stuff that we give out, some of the free things, and some of all the stuff, we're online. Bear, what is that website?
Exppoints.com, double tap the P.
It's the best website in the world.
Boom!
I think my mom said she loves this website.
Your mom said she loves
it.
It is mother endorsed.
Look, mother endorsed. Mama said yeah.
And mom endorsed something
mom
on the
is never. Mama's never... Well, first off, she...
Mama's never... Water boy
the fact that she got to the
what
website.
Else, what has Mama said today?
No, she's never wrong. Don't tell her that she's never wrong.
She's going to listen to the show tonight, doesn't
I hope
she?
So. No. anyway, we have social media as well. You can go ahead and check us out at exppoints.com/social to get onto our social media bandwagons. It's pretty awesome. We've got cushy chairs on this bandwagon. That's Twitter, Facebook, that's Google+, that's Steam. Check out all of our servers that we have on Steam. And watch out for all of the expansion that we have going on at the website. We are breaking...
It's bigger.
We are breaking the website. We're shaking things up. And it's just
getting
bigger.
And bigger.
We're shaking the website up into like four or five different other sites. It's really, really good. It's going to be so great.
Speaking of hype, though, did you see that Blood Moon?
I did not. It was too cloudy.
I was hyped. I saw it. I saw through the clouds.
All the hype and everything. And if you know what, this weekend is really cool. Go see The Martian. It's apparently
out, isn't it?
This weekend, yeah.
Yeah,
I think Friday. Go see The Martian. It's going to be really, really cool.
I do want to see that.
You know, call us. Let us know. Well, don't call us. Email us. mg@expoints.com or redbear@expoints.com. Check us out, and we'll catch you back next Wednesday from 9 to 10.
Yeah, we will.
We're going with two songs, Milky Ways by Boss Fight and 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore.
Got them.
Really, really cool stuff. We got them.
Got them.
You've been listening to Experience Points. Thank you so much for listening to us. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We're going to see you next week.
Right here, same place, same time.
Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.